Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Happy Halloween, Spooky.
Happy Halloween, happy Christmas, bitch. Merry Christmas. It's the holidays, Santa's coming. It is November 1st, which means it's my birthday month, so everybody be nice to me. And also, it's me and Gianni's 10-year anniversary this year, and it's Christmas. So after I get off the podcast with you, I am decorating my entire house, and I don't want to hear anything from anyone.
Wait, when's your anniversary? Was it the 22nd?
The 29th, bitch.
29th.
Yeah. So November 29th is my anniversary, and November 23rd is my birthday, if you guys want to, like, send me presents. But it's the best time of year, and I'm so excited. How was your Halloween, Joey? All the freaking food that you cooked looked so good. I was so jealous.
I know.
Did you make that for me?
Yes. Well, the pasta or the cheesecake?
Everything. Everything just looks freaking bomb.
It's a full-time job. I'm a new mom. I had to do a pee break in the middle of the night for Wiggles. This is my first time being on a podcast as a mother.
I know, and you're exhausted.
So if you're listening to this if you're listening to this podcast years later, the year is 19. What is it? The year is 2024, and Wiggles just got into my life 1 week ago today. It's been 1 week.
Wiggles.
He's sleeping through the night, but. Having a dog is like having a child, especially having an infant like this.
No, it's literally a newborn.
No, I know, for real. There's
it'll get everywhere. Better though, because the more Wiggles like knows, the routine and everything, and they get older and they know exactly what to do. It's literally a piece of cake.
I didn't realize how much laundry I have. I've done more laundry this 1 week than I have my entire life because he pees on everything.
Oh shit! No, he's like, what is he?
No, he doesn't pee on everything. But no, he pees on his BB pads. He's very good. He pees on the BB pads, and he shits on the BB pads. But when he like aims to shit, like he does the spins, and then by the time he's done spinning, his ass is hanging off the BB pad, and he shits on the floor, which is fine. But it's because it's right near the BB pad. At least he knows he's giving the old college try.
Yeah, it's hard.
But he's aiming. But then in the middle of the night, like he'll be like. Like, so he won't nap in his little bed. I have the bassinet. He only slept in there one night, and that was like after like trial and error. He wouldn't stay in there. He wouldn't stay in there, so he sleeps in the bed with us. But in fact, he naps during the day, but he will only nap in my bed. Like he'll freak out, and he learned to climb the bed now. He sleeps in bed, and then I'll be there. I'll be fine because he's like finally like laying down. I'm not stepping on him. He's not getting into trouble. So I'm doing cleaning in the kitchen and doing all the things in there. In the other room, and I come back, and he's still sleeping, but he'll like wake up and then pee on the bed and then like go back to bed. Because he can't
make sure he doesn't fall off the bed, poor thing.
He can't fall off the bed. He won't go near the edge.
Okay.
So I have to like constantly wash my comforter twice this week.
Because he peed on it or because his paws had pee-pees on it?
No, he peed on it. And then I gave him a bath yesterday for the first time.
Oh.
He hated it. No, he didn't hate it. He wasn't bad, but he like the drying process, he wouldn't use the blow dryer.
He looked like a rat.
Now he smells like pee. He smells like pee all of a sudden. Like he must like laid in pee or something.
Yeah, bitch. That literally was Rocky, and I was like, oh my god.
He just gave him a bath yesterday.
Yeah, I had to give him a bath every single day because he always smelled like piss. I feel like once he gets his shots, because he's still a newborn, once he's able to like get his shots, and then he can walk around outside, and you can bring him places, he can go to groomers. Yeah. It's gonna be so much better.
I know. He's going for a second round. Shout out to your vet in New York City, URVET, they reached out and they're going to take care of him. So I met with
perfect.
The doctors. I met with the doctors over there, and they have beautiful facilities. And so he has the next appointment round on November 9th for his second.
You're
round.
Such a mom. I can't.
I know.
I'm smiling.
We're doing it Saturday, but it's 10 a.m. We're going to do it at 10 a.m. in the morning. And then you got to see he's going to be a little tired and fatigued from the shot. So we're going to have to go right home after that. But I don't until soon.
Yeah, you
but,
might have to give him a little Benadryl if you can.
Yeah. They said so he won't be able to just like really fully be like outside until like the week of Christmas, probably.
I remember when Rocky was little, when I just got him. He got like all of the shots, and I was literally hysterically crying because I couldn't touch him because he was crying, and I didn't know what to do. Like I was beside myself.
You're not allowed to touch him?
Well, no, because he was sore from the shots. So, like his leg was so sore. So every time I tried to like pick him up because he wasn't walking because he was so dramatic that it hurt. It was sore. So
How
when
many
I tried
shots
to pick
did
him
they
up,
give him?
Oh, he got like three. So when he like tried to walk, he couldn't. So then I tried to pick him up because I wanted to bring him to my bed, and he was like, like he got fucking bit by a lion. Oh my God, I can't.
Wait, is it? Do you hold them when they give the shots, and do they scream?
No, they should have a vet tech there to do all that. But like,
Did
I
you?
hold my kid. I hold my actual human baby when they get shots, and it's terrible.
This is stressful. And then I have to, when
I
I have
know.
to do the Surgy, to the
To get
vocalist.
nipped.
Did Rocky do that yet?
Yeah, Rocky did that when he was like, I think I did it after he was a year.
Yeah.
You got to
Also,
get the surgical suit
what is
because
that?
they put, so after they have surgery, they don't want them like licking it or like biting it, 'cause then the incisions will open. So that's why they always put a cone on the head.
Yeah.
But I knew he wasn't gonna freaking deal with that cone on the head. So somebody told me to get a surgical onesie. So you put it on them, and it's basically just like a kid's onesie, so they're not able to get
To
to the
wear that.
incision. You can get it on Amazon. It's called surgical
I'll get one for
onesie.
myself too.
Yeah, you should.
And he actually had his first debut on TV.
Oh my God, you guys, Wiggles is already freaking more famous than Joey.
I know. He was on
Like
the
the
morning
first
news.
day.
The morning news. That was all because of the vet. The vet people were going to be on talking about new about Halloween safety for animals and stuff. So they were talking about that on the show, and they asked Wiggles to model as their newest member of their care team.
So freaking cute.
Yeah, so we went on a good day in New York with Roseanne Urscato. We've been to that studio so many times. I went back there. I was like, oh, it's like old stomping grounds.
Yeah, but now it's for your baby.
I know. So yeah, I was doing the whole circuit. I'm doing the t dog mom circuit. I just can't wait till we can get into the dog park, because there's a coveted dog park by my house, Madison Square Park, it's called. There's two beautiful dog parks inside of the park, and there's one for big dogs and one for small dogs. But you can't go in there unless you have a dog. So like, I only was in there one time with Original Wiggles, with OW, and for one time. But yeah, it's like if you go in there without a dog, it's like you're like a predator looking to like touch a child or something. So it's
Well,
like.
yeah, you also have to be careful with the bigger dogs, because even though they don't mean to like be like invasive and scary, they can like get on our doggies because our doggies are
Yeah.
small. Oh no, I get nervous when I'm in dog parks because you never know with dogs.
Yeah, they could wile out.
I know, so you got to be careful, but that'll be good for him to like get new doggies. Eventually, I would love for Rocky and him to meet.
Oh, they will.
They would
Oh,
be
they will.
besties. Rocky's such a good boy.
Yes. Tweety? He has a baby
Rocky's
carrot right
such a
now.
good boy.
He's eating a carrot. Not a carrot. It's a fake carrot.
It's happening.
Yeah, there's toys all over the house. It's just like you clean something,
It's a
and
nightmare.
he's like right after you, he's chewing things. He's every and it's on the floor. He's gonna fucking eat it. Like I'm definitely afraid that I'm gonna drop like a piece of onion in the kitchen. He's gonna come over and eat it, because dogs can't have onions.
Oh yeah,
Oh,
he's gonna die.
like a coffee bean. Like if for my espresso machine, if I drop a coffee bean, he'll run and
Yeah.
get it. That's caffeine, and he'll die from that.
Don't do
It's like,
it. He's so small, he'll freaking die.
no, I know. So I have to, like, I think I have to get a gate for the kitchen while I'm
And you gotta
cooking.
baby proof your freaking house, bitch.
I have to, because if he goes in the kitchen, he
Yes.
can everything off the floor, and I have to stick my finger down his throat like 5 times a day. He's like chewing on something and then running away and hiding it, and I have to fucking chase him down.
Okay, so are you stressed? Like, how's your
Well,
mental health right
it's
now?
fine. It's just realizing that this is the new my life, the rest of my life. I'm gonna have to fucking.
It'll get better, I promise.
He gets the zoom. He gets like he takes his nap, right? And then like right before like right after he takes his nap, like in the middle of the day, like right before like 6 o'clock, when like Billy comes back, it's like it he gets like violent. Like he wants to just run around. He gets the zoomies. He runs around. He's jumping on furniture, wiling out, running
Oh yeah, 'cause he's a puppy.
zoomies.
He's excited.
Yeah, and then he's teething, so he's nibbling on everyone. But it's like, it's not biting. He's not like growling and biting, but he's like, he's just like he like because he likes. That feels good on his teeth, so he'll be on the chew
Yeah.
toy. But I think he gets confused with kisses and biting, because he loves giving kisses, but then like he likes fixing his teeth, so he's like kind of fiddling both sensations of like being loving, but also like fix help helping his teeth. And I think he doesn't realize that it doesn't hurt
Yeah.
Everson. So instead of the toy, he's like chewing our hands. But we just got to find the right balance. I mean, for week one, I think we did pretty good. He hasn't died yet. I did drop a knife on him yesterday.
No, you didn't.
A big butcher knife. I almost died. I picked him up, and I was
Joey,
like, my
what do
heart,
you mean?
it fell off the counter.
Onto him, on his back?
onto his back, but thank God it was just the handle that hit him.
Oh, Joey, you would have fucking killed him.
And I picked him up. I was like checking him for like any blood. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And then I like for like 20 minutes, I had to catch my breath. I just held him in my arms, like hysterically crying. He's like, oh my God, oh
You
my
could have
God, oh
decapitated
my
him.
God. I know. I think I he's
Joey.
on my feet 24 hours a day. He's like, he's up my, he's connected to me. Like I can never leave him. I'll
Oh,
never
so
leave.
you're his person because I felt like Billy was.
No, well, Billy is when he's like, you know, when he's here, but. Yeah, it's like no one realizes if you don't, if you've never been a mom, you don't understand. And then I was chatting with all the moms at the when we went to the news. There's other like dog moms there, and we were all like linked up. We're in a group chat now. We're talking about like, oh, if you ever need it, Percy ever needs anyone to hang out with, we can always, you know, do a play date.
Ew, are you a PTA mom?
But
I can't.
I can't. I just, it's just having to keep him inside the house. I have like so much things I want to go do. Like I want to go to my storage unit right now, but I can't leave the house without him, and I can't bring him with me because that's gonna be like a pain in the ass. I want to get my tray and all my decorations up there.
I know. I wonder what he'll do with the decorations with the tree. Like,
He's gonna
is he
fucking
gonna?
climb the tree like an animal.
Yeah, he's gonna be like a cat.
Another
You
fucking
should
thing.
get
I
him
can't have Garland.
a little cat toy or a cat toy, a tree toy. So
Yeah.
it's like when he tries to like do that, you just throw the toy at him.
Or a spray bottle.
No, well, yeah, you can do that, but I can never spray Rocky. I
No,
feel
I kind of like doing
awful.
that.
I feel
But
so bad.
it's yeah. I usually last year I had the silver garland, which is so pretty. But I can't do anything like that because he'll choke on it. And it'll get locked in his intestines. So I have
Yeah,
to
you
have
gotta be careful.
big safe things. Even if he does rip it off the thing, he'll be like, I gotta think maybe just natural things that he can't, non-toxic tree decorations.
Look at you.
And I
Full
think I'm gonna get
mommy
a tree for the
mode.
bedroom. I'm gonna get a tree for the bedroom too.
I think you should.
Yeah, so it's full mode. Like I was gonna, I like I burned through just in the nick of time. I just lit my last two fall candles, even though it's still fall and Thanksgiving. You
Ooh.
want like fall flavors, but I'm gonna have full Christmas for Thanksgiving. It's a first Christmas. You
I
know what I mean?
always do. Do not do that.
No, I do, but like sometimes I mix it a little bit, like where
Oh, no. No,
I
no.
have like a little bit like I'll have like orange velvet bows on the wreath instead of
No,
like the red ones, and so you know, so I'll like try to make a little fall, but. The food is fall enough. I'll put some leaves on the table or some shit. But I'm like,
yeah.
you know, the tree's gonna be up. I want to do the garlands like on my bedroom, like on the windowsill. I want to like do all the garland and like
Are you gonna do it so pretty?
the candelabras. What is it called? You know, the little candles in the window so Santa can see where he's going.
Yeah, like the candlestick.
Yeah, candlestick. It's like a you know a little thing. I'm gonna get cute ones though.
Can you do a little skinny tree outside?
In the hallway.
No, on your balcony.
Oh
It
yeah, we can. Yeah, we can put a tree out
could
there. And thank God.
be like a solar one, so you don't even have to worry about like plugging it in.
They have that?
Yeah, they have little solar lit trees. So then, you know, when it catches like the sun all day, and then at night it's lit up all night.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I want
Wayfair has
to
really
have
nice ones. So usually when I shop for my Christmas stuff, because obviously, you know, I'm like an Amazon freak, but like I just feel like Wayfair has like more better quality ones that last forever. So I get like all my stuff from freaking Wayfair and then Big Lots. But I'm so upset because my Big Lots that was literally 10 minutes from me, closed down. And the nearest one is like 25 minutes away. And I don't feel like driving all the way there. But Big Lots has the best freaking Christmas decorations.
Oh, I'm going on right now. I'm going to the Wayfair right now.
Yes, I'm
Solar.
pretty sure they're starting to have sales. Black Friday's like almost here. Oh, I'm so excited. I love this time of year. I really do.
I know,
I'm
we're
excited for it.
thriving.
And it makes me happy. And I've always been this way. Just because I think like I get so excited for my birthday and, you know, being around family and all this stuff. And also like my favorite holiday has always been Christmas. I love Christmas just because like I love being around family and like having like that cozy feeling. So I always wanted Christmas to be November 1st until freaking let's say like mid-January. So I'm just excited to decorate, especially now. Like, bitch, we are living in the end of times. Like the election coming up, and I feel like shit's gonna go down with like riots and stuff. I feel like scary things are gonna happen. So
Spooky.
yeah, so everybody stay safe out there and be kind to each other, and let's pray that everything goes okay and nobody gets hurt. And that's why we're decorating for Christmas now. So all you crusaders, get your shit together. We're gonna decorate so it's a nice and happy space in our home.
Wait a second. Why are these things so cheap?
What is it? What are you looking at?
Well, okay, no, hold on a second. There's one, this one tree. This is probably this is child trafficking. This is human trafficking.
No,
yes,
I
yes.
always
This is
want it from
an $8,000 Christmas tree.
Oh, is it on sale for like $200?
No, it's a $10,000 Christmas tree on sale for $8,399. Giant Christmas tree, North Valley spruce includes stand at 16 feet. A 16-foot tree is $8,000.
Oh, so you and think it's like a child?
Yeah, it's a child in a crate. It's going to show up. That's why they. That's how they
Oh
do.
My God, I never see that on Wayfair. Hopefully, it's not that, Joey.
But then, no, I'm not saying Wayfair did this. But then, because then there's cheap ones too. The same size for like 1,000 branch was only $45. The prices are, you know, you can really get anything you want here. If you're looking for high end things, you can get that too.
It's happening.
I love Wayfair, and I bought like all my furniture outside from Wayfair. Well, not all of it, but like some like chairs and stuff like that. My trampoline. And I love it because I can order like assembly with it because, you know, I'm not freaking building shit. Gianni doesn't have the patience to build anything and it'll just sit there. So I end up getting assembly to do it. And it's like an extra like $75, like depends what it is. And it delivers. Then the handyman comes here, you know, builds it and then places it where I want it. Like I don't even have to worry about it. I love it.
How is this real? This is so good. $65 Christmas tree with warm lights, premium Christmas spruce with 1,000 branches, holiday tree. Blah, blah, blah. It's only $65, and it has the lights already in it.
Is it on sale?
I don't know.
Well, you got to check the reviews though, because sometimes they're like, "Oh, the branches fell off." Yeah, and it doesn't look real, and it looks like a cheap tree. So you got to check the reviews.
Oh, I'm having so much fun already. You know I love shopping.
Yeah, so you got to get all that shit done. But yeah, Merry Christmas, guys. I have Christmas Chronicles playing in the living room. So I cannot wait to start decorating and everything like that.
I posted that the thing from all the Christmas things for all the different streaming services you can pick out. They have like all
oh
the
my God,
movies.
Yes.
Opal's coming over on Sunday.
I know, I'm jealous.
What are you doing this week month? Are you you're filming or doing cheer?
Both.
When's cheer start?
I have a wedding I'm officiating this Saturday. They're filming it for the show because Dina is in the wedding. It's one of her best friends. So I have to do that. And then we have Jenny's premiere, you guys. Jenny's movie premiere is next week. I think it's Friday or Thursday.
Tenin City.
Did you RSVP?
No, I don't know where I lost the link. Can you send it to me?
I don't have it. You should text her because she's like, Joey never responded. Is he coming?
Stop.
Yeah, so why don't you text
her?
It's her movie premiere. So Jenny has her movie premiere, Devin, coming out next week. So we're doing that. And then we're freaking going away out of country. I cannot say where, but I'm still waiting for my passport. So I don't know if that's happening for me. But we're doing that. And then before you know it, it's going to be my freaking birthday.
Where are you going? Will I like the place?
I don't know. I'm not excited. I don't want to go out of country because I just feel like shit's going to pop off.
Can you text me?
That's what we're doing.
Text me right now. I want to see if I want to come.
I'm only going for 3 days because, you know, I can't leave my kids.
I'll just go the rest of the day.
So, yeah, I'm getting busy, bitches. I am booked. Well, I'm a little disappointed because, you know, for Halloween, I love to, like, get all my family together and take one nice picture in front of Janice's house because our tradition is right after school, all the cousins meet at Janice's house and they go trick-or-treating. You know, just like around the block at like 4 o'clock. Just like for the cousins to always do that. It's literally a Halloween tradition. And this year, now that like half the kids are in middle school, Vincenzo is literally a senior. And then, you know, you really just have my little Angelo, who is like still five. It's not really the same like when it was when they were little. So this year, Lorenzo wanted to leave like right away. So I had to drop him off at his friend's house. And I never got my family Halloween picture. And I'm really upset about it because I get one every single year. So this is like, okay.
Oh, yeah, all five of you. All five of you, yes.
Yeah, and Rocky. And Rocky was a shark. And I didn't get any fucking pictures. The only picture I got was me and Gianni in the kitchen, like eating like slobs. That's the only picture I got.
I didn't even see your costume. I saw your spooky partnership deal with NYX Cosmetics on the TV. But
oh, my God, stop. I was like, I am not a makeup artist. I tried my best, you guys.
You do such a good job making TikToks. Like, I can't do them. I literally have to make Millie make them for me because I don't know how to make TikToks.
Really?
But you're so good at like putting them together and making them like quick. Do you do it right on the app?
Yeah, but I use the Instagram because I had to post it on Instagram. But it's the same thing. It's literally the same thing. But yeah,
Which one is this?
wait, shout out to NYX Cosmetics though, because they sent me like a box of freaking makeup, and I was just saying to
Hey.
myself right before this, I was like, I need to like go through my makeup and throw away things that are old because I haven't done that in like a year. And the last time I did it, I haven't done it in like 10 years. And it was literally like my fucking foundation from 2009, Jersey Shore season one. And I'm like, oh, so I'm glad that they sent me a full box because I need to revamp my makeup.
Wait, can they send me stuff? Do you have a contact?
No, I don't personally talk to them, but I'll tell them.
I'll reach out to my team.
Yeah, you have a freaking agent now, freak.
I know. Wait, I'm making a new drink. Hold on. This is the
I don't
most
hear
refreshing
shit.
ever. You know my I'm Crystal Light Queen. So I got a glass
Oh, you're
tumbler,
still on your
big glass
kick?
mug. Big glass mug with a big glass straw. It's clear from TikTok. I just made my Crystal Light. But then I went in the fridge to get water, and I realized I have unsweetened iced tea from Pure Leaf. I just mixed my Crystal Light with a little bit of unsweetened iced tea. Bitch, it's a half and half. It's an Arnold Palmer, and it's fucking so good. It's my favorite drink in the world. I'm adding vodka to this.
Ooh.
Girl, get ready for here slurping the rest of the episode. This is fire. Can dogs have lemonade?
No.
Okay, should we go through this for PSA, PSA, pussy PSA, pussy PSA.
Oh.
Okay, girl, tense up. Wiggles.
Hater.
Tense up, Wiggles. Yes, my baby. Oh, you like kisses? You want two kisses? Oh, you like kisses? Yes, thank you for those kisses. Oh, thank you for those kisses. Sorry. I'm a mom. PSA, puss PSA. New dog moms, old dog moms. I've been like, searching everything that's bad for dogs, and I didn't realize there's so many.
There's a lot of fucking shit. You gotta be careful.
Should we read them off? So everyone,
Yeah. So
food's no boy for dogs. Let
wait,
me get them.
I have a story real quick. So obviously dogs can't have chocolate because it's toxic. And that's why when dogs are, being put down, they're being euthanized, you give them chocolate before because they love it. And, obviously they're being euthanized. Oh my God, I'm gonna kill myself when that happens. But I'm definitely giving Rocky chocolate before he dies. But Angelo left freaking like two M&Ms on the floor and Rocky ate it. And I'm like,
No.
and then I was like staring at him and I called the vet and I'm like, he just ate two M&Ms. Like, what do I do? Should I like rush him to the emergency? Like, I don't know what's happening. Nothing happened, thank God. Because I think it needs to be like a severe amount of chocolate. But bitches, watch your fucking candy. It's Halloween. Watch it around the dogs because I freaked out and I thought he was going to pass away.
Okay. We all know the ones like chocolate, obviously. A lot of people don't know what grapes are them.
Yes,
Then
grapes.
grapes, raisins,
Garlic.
garlic, avocados, I didn't know
They're
about.
like vampires.
The avocados, they cannot have avocados. And artificial sweeteners are the worst thing ever. So if anything diet, like Crystal Light would kill them. Anything with xylitol in it or something,
The fuck's xylitol?
it's like a fake sugar. It's in all the diet drinks and all like diet candies and stuff and sugar-free candies.
Oh.
That's like deadly to them. Things that they also can't have raw potatoes, they can't have. Leeks or chives or green or scallions, any of that. In the sense, the tomato plant, they can have tomatoes, but I wouldn't go, they can't have the vines or the stems. I wouldn't even give, just don't go near tomatoes. Don't give them tomatoes. Anything with seeds, fruit seeds, they could die from. Nutmeg and cinnamon. So no pumpkin spice lattes for the dogs.
No.
Spicy food, moldy food, obviously. Yeast dough is toxic. Nuts are toxic. Anything with caffeine, anything with alcohol, any chocolate or
Oh, they
sugar.
can't have alcohol?
Sweeteners, no, unfortunately not.
I'm kidding.
It's happening.
Things that are safe for pets. I haven't given him any house food yet, any human food yet. He's only been eating his dog food that he came with. They can have plain meat, fish and eggs, shrimp. They can have celery, good because he ate that off the floor yesterday. Peas, broccoli, corn without the cob, carrots and cucumbers. Those are my favorites. I have those all day long, and they always drop. So he's eating those. Those are fine. Cooked potatoes are fine. Pasta, rice, bread. They can have. Coconut milk, oh, coconut oil, milk and meat. They can have oatmeal, milk and dairy. They can have honey, bananas, all the berries, peaches and pears, apples and mangoes. That's good. So I'll be giving him apples, carrots, and celery.
Yeah.
That's what I have in the house all the time. And that's like safe. And they like, I think it's good for them. I don't want to
Well,
start
you have
giving
the
him like.
Gianni because they're not supposed to eat like chicken bones because they can choke and whatever. And Gianni used to, when he grew up, he had, oh my God, what is it called? That big dog. Oh, a
Bruiser?
husky. Rocky. Gianni had a husky, so I guess he would always give them like chicken bones and stuff, but do not give a small dog a chicken bone. Like you can take the chicken off. But do not give them the full chicken bone.
No, then they get splint. Was it spiders? Splinters, bone spurs, something. And it.
Well, yeah, but also they could choke on the bone. The bone's just not good for them.
And it punctures their organs when they eat it, and then they die.
Yeah, don't do it. But so Rocky, so I go to Trader Joe's, and you know Trader Joe's, they have the packets of just like chicken, like cooked chicken, like nothing on it, no seasoning.
I love it.
Rocky loves that, and it's already like mushed up. So I mix that in his bowl.
The blue one?
Yes, I mix that in his bowl. He's gonna have that today for lunch.
Because that blue one's the best. Bowl. That's when you're on a diet. That has the lowest amount of calories and the least ingredients. It's just water and salt and chicken. That's the only. Yeah. That's the lowest calories on the scale, but it's also the one that doesn't taste the best. It's like it tastes plain as fuck.
Oh yeah, it's chicken with no seasoning, but it's really good if you throw it like in a salad and then you put like a yummy dressing on. It's really good.
Oh, I have to go to Trader Joe's today. What else? You want to go?
Yes, go to Trader Joe's. They do have some dog stuff there, and I bought
I
some like dog
know.
treats. But Rocky's so picky with the treats; he didn't eat any of it. But maybe Wiggles will like some.
No, he got them. I got them for him. They're
Oh, and
these
he
little
likes
sticks.
it.
They're peanut butter sticks. They're not rawhide. They're chew toys. They're like slim little sticks. They look like little Slim Jims or spread sticks, but they're white, like peanut butter colored. And
Cute.
I snapped them in half, and he has them all over the house. He loves them, and he chews on them. They're good for his teeth. They're rawhide for. Excuse me. They're grain free and
Rawhide.
hide free.
Yeah.
So, but he loves those. And then yeah, there's all these treats that the vet gave me. And I also want to shout out the spray, the cleaners I've been using for new pet moms out there. This is a pet podcast from now on, everyone. Just
Literally, like, can we talk about
we're getting
something
sponsored
else?
by Purina, bitch.
Jesus Christ.
The snack he loves. It's like freeze dried chicken. And the vet gave it to me in a goodie bag, but he's been freaking out. I'm like, I crunch it over his food as a topper. It's called Chop Lickin' Chicken Treat Topper by
Ew, that sounds
Hekova.
terrible.
Hekova. A heck of a choice for your heck of a dog. This is little things. He loves
Yeah,
those.
man.
And then the cleaning supply I've been using, because he pisses everywhere. This stuff I spray on when he pees on the bed or on the floor or something, or poos on something with, and stains. I spray this spray, and immediately stain comes out immediately without even touching it. And it's like putting it through the whole washer machine without having to do all the washing machines. And it doesn't leave any residue or anything. I don't know how they do it. It's the Arm & Hammer
Ooh.
Pet Stain and Odor Eliminator for carpet and upholstery. It's and it has OxyClean in it. I'll put it on my story. Like, literally, I want to buy a stock in this, because if for any pet, I'm like, if this saved my life this week, like every time, because I washed my duvet cover, brand new, beautiful duvet cover. After he pissed, by the third time, I lied to Billy and say I washed it, but I can't wash it again. It's going to get ruined by washing it all the time. So I just been
Oh, I know.
treating with this, washing it with the Dawn, and like I do the spot washing. It's fine.
You should get one of those heavy the heavy dog blankets that are meant to like catch the pee so it doesn't ruin your bedding all the time.
Yeah.
And you lay
I mean,
him on that.
It's just, it's just, he's not doing it. The good thing about it, it's like, they're like accidents. Like, he doesn't like, he's not pissing all over things, but like, it's like, if he just doesn't get off, can't get off the bed, and he's not going to come get me. He'll just go. But I've been doing
Yes,
positive
you got to get
reinforcement.
the blankie just in case. Okay, so let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
So besides our doggies.
Oh, Heidi Klum's Halloween party. Did you see everyone wore?
Bitch. So, no, I didn't see what everybody wore, but obviously we know that Heidi Klum, she does her huge freaking Halloween party every single year, and, like, you want to see what everyone wears. So she always does, like, a sneak peek of what she's going to be. And everyone just, like, guesses, and I was literally refreshing all night, like, oh my god, what is she going to be? Like, what is happening? So she started to, like, reveal her face, and I swear to god, I don't know why, but I thought she was going to be the freaking tree from Pocahontas. You know, the tree
Oh.
that talk, like the grandma tree?
Yeah.
Because her face looked like bark, so it looked like she was going to be, like, a tree. So I'm like, oh my god, I know it. She's the tree from Pocahontas. No, bitch, I was totally off.
Yeah, she was. Well, her husband was E.T., and she was E.T.'s.
She was E.T., yeah. She was the girl.
E.T.'s sister.
She was a she.
She was they. A star-studded event that she does every year. This year, funny that it was sponsored by Butterfinger, because that's what E.T. eats in the thing. And it's also sponsored by Mattel. Some costumes that we saw on the red carpet were...
Oh, yeah, who was there? Oh,
Carly
Kim K
D'Amelio
scared me.
Was there. She was fucking... What is that? She's what is she?
I'm surprised Kim K didn't go sexy because I feel like she loves to show off her body.
She was there.
Is she? Well, I don't know if she went to it, but did you see what she posted? She was a freaking chameleon. It was terrifying.
No, I didn't see it.
She looks spooky, man.
Bethany Frankel was Wonder Woman. Who's this?
You didn't even ask who I was this year. Nobody knows.
Who were you?
Mama Shark.
Did you not post costumes?
No, I told you I couldn't get the picture. I
oh,
didn't get
that's right.
one picture of me in a costume.
Today, sorry, this website sucks. I want to see a picture with all the costumes.
Did you pay your internet bill? I feel like nothing's working.
I just can't find the thing.
Well, I'm so excited because obviously, you know, it's Christmas for us. So I'm changing my store to Christmas and I'm so freaking excited. I have the cutest freaking sweaters coming in for Christmas. Oh my God. You guys are going to like what you see at the smoky shop.
Ooh.
Oh, we're being harassed by a customer, by the way.
Who is the spooky shop?
My Nashville store.
What's happening? A stalker in the wild?
No, so this one woman bought something and it was like totally fine when she bought it, and then it broke, and then she had all of her stuff in it and she tried to return it, and it was just like a big issue. And then, you know, I guess she was so mad, she was like screaming, I'm gonna tell everyone not to come in here. It was like a Karen. I'm not gonna have anyone come in here. I'm telling my friends that bought stuff to return it, like I'm gonna blow up your whelp and everything. And my girls were like, okay, ma'am, like, have a nice day. Like, you know, don't engage with that type of behavior.
Right.
And then she ended up DMing the store because the girl said it to me. And she's singing, your stuff sucks. It's terrible.
Play it.
Like, singing like that. I don't know if you can hear it if I play it.
Let me hear it.
Well, I mean, I'll send it to you and then you can play it.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, ma'am, like, the bag was totally fine. Like, my bags don't break unless, like, you overstuff them. And the zipper fell off because her bag was stuffed. So we were like, all right, we'll give you, like, you know, a couple, like, a percentage back. But, like, you broke the bag. I just sent it to you.
Yeah, I had a bitch woman tell my dog that his eyes looked off, like he was something's wrong with him. So I had to, of course, call the vet right away to make sure there was nothing with him.
No,
I
you
said, fuck
called the
off,
vet.
Susan. Yes, I called the vet. I said, this bitch, I posted, and the vet texted me. He's like, don't worry about anything. I'm going to have the doctors look at the pictures right now just to give you peace of mind. But I was like, worried.
No, that's just the way his eyes look.
It's happening. Please stop selling junk bags. People's items from your store, break, give them a refund. Yeah.
Wow. We have a songbird on our hands.
First of all, her voice is beautiful, but like she's literally harassing us over the
Oh, she's stuff. Probably a country music singer in Hollywood. I mean, in Nashville.
Maybe. Maybe she's aspiring.
Well, she can't. She got to get a new bag before she.
She blows up.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You can't please everyone.
You really can't, you know.
You want me to write? Oh, that's the thing about Google reviews. You can't pay people to like write back. Like if someone writes it on there forever, that's why I like Google reviews because you can see the real tea.
Well, remember I was being harassed by I don't even know who it was, but there were so many Google reviews of saying I have cockroaches in my stores, and there's cockroach eggs all over the clothes. And
yes.
I had those reviews for like 6 months and I could not get them down. I like called Google. I was like, these are fake. Like someone's harassing me. I don't have fucking cockroaches or eggs on my clothes. So yeah, that's why sometimes I don't trust reviews on places. Cause I'm like, some people just love to fucking be assholes.
Well, I know I used to order food a lot. I remember I used to order like food all the time. Now I cook so
Used
much.
To?
Well, I don't really order takeout anymore. I just been
taking Yeah, that's true.
Last thing I ordered was like months ago. I think we got like a pizza or something, but
yeah, because you're on your health kick and you're being a responsible mother.
Well, I'm a mother now, and I have to provide for my family. But I can tell the people that were like angry about like they would give a bad review, but I can like read through the reviews now to like know if they were just off because they forgot their sauce or like
something
else
read through
the
the
restaurant's
Karens.
Fault or like you know they didn't specify or, you know whatever it is. I can tell when they're being dramatic. So like you know, but yeah, if you're not a savvy reader of comments, it can really deter you from shopping at the location.
Agreed. Sorry.
From your store, break, give them a refund. Yeah.
Get a girl.
She has a great voice. I'll give her that.
I'm making that my ringer.
I can't.
So the first first promo for my friend's Paris's new show has hit the airwaves and it is so good. Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton have a new show coming out.
Oh my God, I'm so obsessed. I love them so much.
I know. Sana.
We gotta get them on a press tour. I feel like Paris Hilton would come over.
Absolutely. Remember we invited her and she said, I have to have two babies at home.
Oh, yeah. We tried to get Paris. We tried to smuggle her to Joey's after the VMAs, but...
December 12th it airs on Peacock.
Woo! Thank God I have Peacock.
Yes, I can. We have Peacock. It is Paris and Nicole's. The show is called Encore. The Encore. The Encore. It's going to be like a simple life esque. I don't know if they're going to be moving somewhere or what they're going to be doing, but anytime they're together. I mean, Nicole Richie, anything Nicole Richie does, I'm honestly fucking obsessed with. When she was on that, she was an actress on like that show where she was like, played the newscaster. Obsessed with that show. And then any of her, like her, Candidly Nicole and all the shows she had beforehand, I love those. And Paris is just icon status.
I love them so much.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see that. Dexter's coming back.
Yes!
Ooh.
Yes!
Apparently everyone says it's so good. I tried to watch it, the first version of it. I liked it, but I couldn't get into it too much because I don't know why. The girl was distracting, his sister or whatever is distracting because she was from White Chicks and I can only see her in the as playing the White Chick.
No. You have to give it a chance. I don't know, but Dexter, I am so freaking excited. So, first of all, I'm excited because I literally just binged the entire seasons. Like, I'm late to Dexter, but I was like, holy shit, I fucking love this. And I only binged it because they did the press release how Dexter's coming back. And I'm like, oh, like, I always wanted to watch that. But then I saw that Sarah Michelle Gellar, one of my favorite actresses, is in it.
Sure.
So I'm like, oh,
Didn't she
bitch,
come
I
over?
have to support her. So I was like, I need to binge Dexter, like the old school Dexter, so then I know exactly what's happening for the new Dexter coming out. And I freaking loved it, obsessed. I binged it in like a month, all the fucking seasons. Obsessed. Love Dexter so much. And I just cannot wait to see Sarah Michelle Gellar in it. Who else is in it? Christina Milian. Oh my God. I did Dancing with the Stars
Oh.
with her. And, you know, we chat here and there. So I ended up DMing her and I'm like, bitch, you got the fucking role. Like, I love this show. Like, I can't wait. And the other reason why I'm so excited is because it's on Paramount, and Paramount is our network. So I'm hoping that I can go to the premiere party because I'm going to stalk everybody. And
Yes.
I love Dexter.
Well, yes. I think we already got invited to that party.
When is it?
I don't know. I think it's in LA that we have to go to LA.
Oh, I thought it was in the city. Fuck me.
Isn't she coming to my house?
Who?
Wasn't Sarah Michelle Gellar supposed to come over? Or the
When
Christmas
is she
party?
coming over? I can't make it to the Christmas party. I'll be upset.
Poppy's coming. Leah's coming. We go to this family Christmas party every year. I won't say the location.
He said he's gonna do like a small intimate dinner for us and my friends.
Yes.
So hopefully that happens.
That'd be good. But yeah, Opal's coming this year. Not Opal. What's it called? Poppy is coming this year.
Woohoo! Poppy's gonna black out.
My baby. My baby.
Freak.
Sorry.
All right, well, this has been lovely. I feel like I need to go because I have to get the kids in like 2 hours. I want to decorate my entire house. I feel like I can do it. And Gianni's golfing all day. So this is like the perfect time because if he sees me start bringing shit downstairs from the attic, he's going to be like, oh, Nicole, like we don't need those trays out. You know how the boys are.
Yes.
So this is my time to like get everything that I want to get done. And I am so excited. Like it's Christmas, bitches. Hallelujah. Santa's coming.
Hallelujah.
Santa's here. Santa?
I need to start doing all the pet things for Christmas. If anyone has any recommendations of where to bring him to meet Santa, where to get a turkey costume, I need all the pet things, pet, like, you know, all the recommendations you got. And that's it.
Yes, queen.
Okay.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, mamas. We love you so much. And have fun this weekend. And we will see you next week, bitches.
We love you, girl.
It's happening.